One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
All right.
Come on, I'm gonna have the normal press conference and the break out next door. Innit?
Jurgen, just to start with, any team news? Alexis McAllister, is he fit yet? And Andy Robertson, how far away?
Robbo still needs more range in his shoulder. So obviously it was a big surgery, and still not even close to team training or whatever. Can do a lot, everything without using the arm properly, which is obviously good, but on the other side, it shows us we still have, it's a long way to go. So, for sure, I think full January, he has to get closer and closer. Maka, we will see what he can do today. So that's if he can step into team training or not. The decision is not done yet. It's pretty early, and the dog is not here. Maybe he is here, but I didn't see him yet. So we will see.
When we were talking about title contenders at the start of the season, it was easy to look at the defensive record last season and say Liverpool would struggle to mount a title challenge. But you're top of the table now, and you've got the best defensive record in the Premier League. You've conceded two fewer goals than Arsenal. What has made the difference for you this season so far?
The general defending, obviously. That's how it is. That's it, pretty much. Everybody buys into the way we have to work, into how we have to work. That's not that the team last year didn't do that. It's just after all the years, maybe. It's always a problem if you lose too many balls in moments where you don't expect it, probably. But how many goals did we concede? 16? 15?
16.
Probably 8 or 9 of them were after we lose a ball and are a bit exposed. So that's how it is. And that obviously was last year even more a problem. Because it's really difficult to prepare for these situations. You try to dominate a game, and in the moment you lose it, you are in different positions. And so that's why sometimes you can get caught. We do better. Now, recently, we stepped up counter-pressing-wise, which helps as well. That means everybody reacts better, front line, midfield line, and the last line, obviously, as well. If you feel that midfield and front three or how many are really involved in counter-pressing, you can have a higher line, because then you are in challenges and then they cannot skip balls just behind you and all these kind of things. So plenty of things. It's we worked obviously a lot on it, but that we did that last year as well. And so it's just the effort everybody puts in.
I think last night most people expected that Arsenal would beat West Ham United, and I think you probably go into this game against Newcastle with the expectation that you will beat Newcastle, given their recent run of form. They've won one in eight in all competitions, lost back-to-back against Luton and Forest as well. At the same time, given the quality within that Newcastle squad, what do you expect from them as well?
Yeah, first and foremost, it's a privilege of you and probably also personal well to just have expectation before other teams are playing. I don't have that. I just watch the game if I have time, and then I don't think they will win, they will lose, stuff like this. It's just football. I'm too long in the business to not know that everything can happen. And you can lose a game with 30 shots or with 34 or whatever. That's, and you can draw these kind of games as well. So that's all possible. And that's why I'm... these games last night or whenever they happened, they have nothing to do with our game against Newcastle. Look, Newcastle did incredibly well. And I'm pretty sure that, okay, it's unlucky that you have that amount of injuries, but then on top of that, you have you play international football, which they didn't play now 50 times in a row. So that's the whole system has to get used to that. And, I mean, the system of the players, it's completely different. If you have a normal training week or if you have pretty much only recovery and have to go again for a big, 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 big game. Premier League games are all big. Champions League games are all big. So that's just a little bit, was for sure a little bit of a problem. But they still do really well, and they have been all the games they lost, they had really good spells. It's not the games I saw, and the analysis only starts now, really. And the games that I saw, they had really good spells. They have a really good idea. But at one point, they had to play. Eddie had to play too often the same lineup, definitely. That's clear in all, with all these games, and the boys did incredibly well. I think he said that as well. He has really... give credit to the players, what they, the effort they put in. But it was pretty much the same lineup for a long, long time. And then the guys who play all the time get tired, and the guys who come back have no rhythm. So we had that situation plenty of times. But now they have 5-6 days like we had between the games, and it will help both teams. Definitely. We played 5 games in 13 days. It's absolutely insane as well. It's we came somehow through that. But now it's about using that extra recovery time, because the next games are then, because we are still in all cup competitions, that means we don't have, we have a busy January as well. Other teams probably have a lesser busy January, which is then helpful. And then from, we all have to get through that as well. And then from February on, we all have the same schedule again. And then we will see.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Morning, Ewan. This is obviously the first game of the new year, but after the first game of this year, you were 6th, 15 points off the top. How much happier are you now with the team, the squad, and the prospects of success?
6 times happier. I can't even remember. Who did we play? Oh, we lost that.
Yeah.
We were 6 for a few minutes over, and then probably 7 or 8 after that game. Yeah, horrible time last year. Same time, pretty much. Yeah, no, it feels better, no doubt about that. How I said, I like a lot of things we did. It's but it's not that we really think too much about it. It's just we. And when I say I'm not happy, I'm okay. I'm not sure that sounds positive enough, but it is really positive. It's just so early. That's all. And we had a lot of good spells in games where we didn't win, or we had lesser good spells in games we won, and these kind of things. So it's a process. And this team is in the middle of something, and we just try to make the best of it, to deal with the different situations. We spoke about injuries. Other teams had. We had a lot of injuries. We had some players that were not once involved in the whole season, which are key players for us, and are now without key players for us. Both left backs are not in, which is really not good. And so all these kind of things. But so far, we found a way to get into the next game, and there we are then, and found a way to compete in that game. And when that we said, and how it started with the defensive record, and it's not a record, it's important, but it's not what we have in our mind. But agreeing again on that, all starts with defending. We are not desperate. We were a little bit desperate against United, to be 100% honest, in that game. It developed into that game. We had so many chances and we got desperate. That makes no sense, but it can happen. But in general, we are not desperate. We are, because we don't think we concede all the time, and then we have to score immediately, even though we conceded quite a lot of times the first goal. But even in these moments, we didn't get desperate. That's really important. And that's what we said in the beginning. We have to develop as a team, but some of the things that happened to us, they were not cool in the moment, but they helped us to grow together, and that was what happened. So far, it's okay. I cannot say more. It's obviously better to be first than sixth, but both gives you a lot of work to do for the rest of the season.
You mentioned it's a busy time in terms of January yes. as well. So how important is the return of Jota?
Super important. The return of each of the boys is super important, but Diogo especially, maybe. Man, everybody was quite positive about our five options. I don't think we had it that often, to be honest. It was like up front there, and obviously it really, especially with the amount of games we played, so important that these boys can rotate as well in between them. And now, obviously, with Mo leaving and Endo leaving, we need everybody to get back. And if Maka could be back for Newcastle, it would be outstanding. But after that, he has to be back pretty much, and that's the situation. We just have to make sure we always find a way to line the team up, to give them an idea how we want to play. And before, and we don't have to talk about that too much because we did that often enough now, but it must be clear that it all starts with a common defending idea, and that worked out somehow until now.
Jürgen, sticking with Diogo Jota, what are the qualities do you think he has that makes him such a special player? I know he's had an horrendous last 12 months with injuries, which has meant him being in and out of the team, but he's quite different, isn't he?
He's football brain. He's a very smart footballer, that's how it is. He understands the game particularly well. I really think Portugal is blessed with some of these kind of players who really understand the game on a different level, and he's one of them, definitely. Gives him just a chance to see situations slightly earlier, to adapt to different things the opponent is doing a little bit quicker. That's it. On top of that, he's both-footed and a great finisher. But I mean, I love the Diogo story. Now he's back, and I hope he is back for the next 10 years and stuff like this, all of that. But Diogo missed chances as well, and that's how it is. And he comes back and scores with the first he has. It was fantastic. But then it's always a story. The others didn't score, and now he's coming back. Finally, Diogo is scoring. It's not about that. It's about creating. It's about coming in situations, and then they all can score. The goal from Darwin was an exceptional goal, and in a game where we obviously had a lot of possession, a lot of fantastic football moments, we needed to score. The goal we scored was from outside the box with first touch in the far corner. I think probably the most difficult of all situations we had in the whole game. It was a super finish. And then, yes, late, Diogo closed the game. It's really good. But we need these boys. We need Diogo. And believe it or not, if you are a Liverpool player, you must be a pretty special player. Otherwise, you are not here. So easy as that. These boys have all their real qualities and always had in the moment. For these last few games, even when the results were not always outstanding, we found a good rhythm. We had a good rhythm in the game, good fluidity, which is really important. didn't get too often in a rush, and really played the way we wanted the boys to play, and that's helpful. It's just helpful because it gives you a good feeling in the game, which is really important. Like, you would probably call it momentum. And for that, you need to be connected. You need to be together in the right moments. If you are connected, you can lose balls because you can win them back quickly and all these kind of things. So the rhythm was quite good recently.
Yeah, can I ask you, do you think it's time for the footballing authorities to be brave and look at the whole aspect of VAR, because it doesn't appear to be fit for purpose, and the thing that it was brought in for, it doesn't appear to be improving?
Oh, I really don't think that I should answer this question, to be honest. Not that you use me. I give you too often the opportunity to use my phrases, and then it's the things we discuss is it's not interesting anymore. It's just Klopp said, and it doesn't help. And that's why I cannot.
It's not meant to be like that. I'm just.
But it will be used like that. We agree. What I say now is Klopp says, and with the problem we all see every day, pretty much. Whenever you watch a game, you think, okay, how is that possible? The two goals against us, for us, I say both legitimate goals, and all these kinds of things. We can talk about on and on and on and on. We know it already. The authorities probably know it already. What do you mean with they have to be brave? What does it mean? What do you mean with brave? Oh my God, take me away. No. Use we are better. Is probably the right thing, and I think it could be done.
Can you just confirm, is Monday Mo's last game before he goes? Yes.
Did you hear anything else?
No, it's right, chat. I just wondering, because he's not a new situation for him, he's going to have connections, but because he's so consistently been in that position, Have you had a long-term plan in your mind for what to do when he's away, or is it literally just game by game, who's available, who's going to fit in there?
Each long-term plan I could have had depends massively on who is available. So why should I think in October who I can use when Mo is away, when I have no clue who is then available? So we have solutions in this. We would have today solutions. And I hope we have that after the Newcastle game as well. So it's not the first time. It's a really, at least very average situation that you lose your goal scorer. But we had it even worse in the past when Sadio and Mo left, and we came somehow through it. And traditionally, one of them always went pretty far, at least in the tournament, which makes it then even worse. Yeah, we have to get through this. We knew that African Cup of Nations from time to time appear, and then Mo has to go. That was always clear. Now we have with Endo, a participant of the Asian Cup as well. So it's like it is. We knew it, and now we have to deal with it, and we will.
Yeah.
Yeah, you talk players available, Thiago and Stefan. Are they any chance of them in January?
I'm actually not 100% sure. So I think Thiago at one point will be in team training. With Stefan if you ask Stefan how do we feel, he says good, and could you train? Yes, he could. It's just we have to be sensible. So that's how it is. It's a growing issue. It's not growing, but because of his growing and still that he's this age and stuff like this. So we just have to be careful. He could train today fully and then maybe tomorrow as well, and then not 4 or 5 weeks. That's how it is. It's a medical decision. It's not by the boy, it's not by me. It's just that's how you have to do it if something like this happens. And that makes it so annoying for the boy. Thiago is actually in a very good moment as well. We just have to make sure that we don't use him then too early. The hip thing and around that area, it's just a long-term thing as well. There were for sure days in where he could have easily trained, but it's all about how can he be back then in the long term, and that's what we are working on.
Welcome to the Open, yeah. Till next talk.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.